SVI Media over here at Grays River Ranger District Office. Justin Laycock, our district ranger, with us. So Justin, thanks for joining us. You just had a meeting this week in regards to what's happening with some fee changes on the district.
Right. Had a meeting in Alpine last night, and the meeting went well. Collected a number of different comments from folks interested in what's going on with our fee proposal.
Okay. What's kind of proposed for changes out there?
Yeah, so mainly our campgrounds will be going from, most of them were $10. They would be going to $20 per night. We have a couple of reservable group sites. One of them would be going from $35 to $45, and the other one went from $25 to $35. We have a new group site that we're working on building at Lynx Creek. That's one of our old campgrounds, and we want to have that reservable for large groups to come and camp.
And that's accessible because it's down lower in the Grays River, closer to Alpine.
That's right. Yep. We secured some funding to build a group pavilion there that's underway. And getting a new water system going in there as well. And so a few things to make that a kind of a different experience for folks that want to come up and camp with a group or a family reunion.
Very good. I broke into you there. You had some other places you wanted to mention?
Yep. So then our guard stations. So those kind of are across the board as far as some of the fees there. But $35 or $40 a night, those are proposed to move to $80 a night. And then, of course, all of these are proposals at this point, and we want to hear what the public thinks is fair and you know, what they're willing to pay for the services that we provide. And then also the need that we have for these fees. We just need to be able to upkeep and maintain these facilities so they're nice for people to come and use those.
Right.
Right now, with the current fee, we're not meeting the need.
Everything costs more to run these days, right?
It does. It does. So, you know, we just need to be able to provide a good service and have these fees to match the maintenance needs that exist with the facilities.
Okay. And what's the cutoff time if they want to comment or if they want to look into this further?
So coming up here, September 1st is the cutoff time frame. We have a number of different ways that we're collecting comments. You can call our district office here. You can also come in person, and we have comment forms that you can fill out. You can also provide a comment online through our website, Bridger Teton National Forest.
Justin Laycock, district ranger, anything we haven't gone over you'd like to add in relation to some of these changes coming up on the district and as I understand, across the Bridger Teton as well?
Well, as it relates to the fee proposals, you know, there's a number of things that we're doing to improve those sites. And we have secured some funding through the Great American Outdoors Act to start some of the maintenance needs on campgrounds and guard stations that we've already started that process. And we would like to do more. And the fee increase would support the future changes. But we're getting all new appliances in those guard stations, new flooring, wall treatments as well. And then in campgrounds, we anticipate doing some widening and lengthening of some of the spurs to accommodate some larger size RVs in some areas. Okay. And those are the kinds of things that the fees will go for. And the most important part is that when we collect those fees, that 95% of those fees that are collected stay right here on the Bridger Teton National Forest and go back toward the maintenance of those facilities.
Very good. A reminder about where those guard stations are. And as I recall, we can use those throughout the winter as well.
Right.
Reminder where they are.
So Deer Creek, that's located right near the Murphy Campground. And then we have the Meadows Guard Station, which is just above the box Y,
right,
or below, depending on how you look at it. And then Kazir Guard Station is the furthest up the Grays River. And then up the Little Grays is the McCain Guard Station.
And the LaBarge Station, that belongs to another district, right?
That's part of the Camera Ranger District, but close by here and also a very popular one.
Okay. Well, thank you. My children grew up at the McCain and the Large Creek stations as we'd snowmobile in there as a family and enjoy a couple of days back in the backcountry in the winter.
That's really fun.
Oh, that's great. Well, we appreciate you joining us here on SVI Media and wish you all the best as you transition from the summer into the fall months. District Ranger Justin Laycock on SVI. Dan Dockstead reporting from the Grays River District Office in Afton.